I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, tonight's show, as usual, will be jam-packed with information. And tonight, we'll be presenting the top 10 most powerful beings in the multiverse, as well as talking about 20 shocking truths. And then we'll be exploring the ultimate truths of reality, which I have a list of about 21, which comprise the rules under which we live in the Matrix and on this planet. But before we get into all that, I'd like to kick off the show in the usual manner by having a little bit of Japa Yoga. And Japa Yoga is mantra repetition. Can also be used as a form of meditation. And this chant will be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari.
Shanti.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda. He was the founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, and his path was a combination of six different yogas. And if you're new to ET Yoga, you should know that the word yoga means union, union of you and your higher self or higher consciousness. And in North America, yoga is typically associated with just one branch of yoga, which is Hatha Yoga, which comprised the asanas or postures and pranayams or breathing exercises and the kriyas or cleansing exercises. And that was a clip from back in the 1970s. Swami Satchidananda passed on in 2002, but the his followers, of course, are still very active. And I'd like to now take this opportunity to give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you, because of the difference you're already making just by being you. And I'd also like to extend an invitation for you to contact me concerning any questions you may have about any topics that are brought up on ET Yoga. And you can always contact me at paperfungo, PAPERFUNGO, paperfungo at yahoo.ca. That's paperfungo, PAPERFUNGO at yahoo.ca. And I'm also very interested in hearing your suggestions concerning program content. And as well, nothing makes my day more than hearing about your successes utilizing concepts and techniques and ideas that you hear on this program. And especially on tonight's program, I make a special invite for you to contact me concerning specifically one topic I'll be bringing up tonight, which are 20 shocking truths. And of course, these are my shocking truths. So that's the world that I live in. And if you disagree with any of those truths, I appreciate hearing about that as well. And also to hear what kind of supporting evidence you give for your contrary opinion. And if you've got some really good ideas there, I'll present them on the program. And always interested in finding the truth and looking at all sides of a situation. So tonight's program, if you do have a paper and pencil handy, I would suggest you grab it. And as I go through those truths, you can kind of do a checklist and see how many you agree with and how many you don't agree with. And I guess I'll take this opportunity now to give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And I might add that there's a couple of free services that are provided as well that you should know about. And one is the archives for ET Yoga. In case information goes by too quickly and you'd like to take your time to re-listen to it, you can always go to BBS Radio ET Yoga And once you go there, you just scroll down on that page until you come to the archives. And after you click on the archives, there'll be all the shows that have been done on ET Yoga going back about 16 years. Tonight's program likely will appear sometime late Tuesday. And a free service is that when you contact me concerning questions, there's no strings attached, there's no fees or anything, and I won't continue to bug you or anything by email or otherwise. But if you're asking a question, I'll do my best to answer it to the best of my ability. So those are two free services. And if you're new to ET Yoga, you should also know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical, mainstream media, big pharma, and technology to the best of your ability, given your particular circumstances. Now, moving on to the main topics for tonight's show, I talked about presenting a list of the 10 most powerful beings in the multiverse. And this is a list that was presented actually by Ishmael Perez. If you're not familiar with Ishmael Perez, he's done a couple of interviews at Project Camelot by Kerry Cassidy, and he also appeared on ET Yoga. We did a two-hour special. It's been about 6 months back now. In the archives. I think it was quite a fascinating show. And number one on the list of most powerful in the multiverse is Prime Creator, of course, or Source Energy. And second would be Metatron. Third, Melchizedek Yahweh. Fourth, Michael. Fifth, Gabriel. And then, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, we get into powerful, I guess you would call them regressive or the negative power people in the multiverse. And number one in that category is Omega Metatron. And Omega Metatron is an AI intelligence. Next, under that entity, is Motar, then Lucifer, and then Siakar. Now, the Siakar is the head of the White Royal Dracos. And then under him would be Enki and his son Marduk. So now those are the list, according to Ishmael Perez, of the most powerful entities in the multiverse. Now, another interesting aspect of that is that humans aren't listed on that list, but we have the potential to be more powerful than any of the others on the list except for Prime Creator, which is a very interesting concept. And how is that so? Well, in our present form, we don't have that power because our DNA was manipulated. In point of fact, humans are the best this galaxy has to offer. At one point in time, we were designed to have, and still do have, 12 strands of DNA and a 12 chakra system. And in most of the yoga books that people study on this planet, usually only 7 chakras are mentioned. those seven chakras exist in the human body, but there's also five chakras that exist outside the body for a total of 12. And most of those chakras have been relatively dormant since Atlantean times. The last time that there were 12-strand human beings with 12-strand DNA was back in Atlantis, and specifically the Atlara of Atlantis. So it's what has happened since is that our DNA was manipulated by Anunnaki, and so that most of the people functioning on the planet function with two or three strands of DNA, and usually are functioning with a few active chakras. However, our potential is amazing. So in point of fact, at full potential, humans would be the most powerful being short of prime creator in the universe. And according to Ishmael Peres, he believes that the ultimate conflict will be between humans and the AI. And I would concur with that. In my opinion, AI is the polarity in the universe. It is, especially in this particular universe, which is a polarity integration game of sorts, the ultimate polarity is between AI and source energy. And so in point of fact, the AI represents a very, in my opinion, the dark side, let's say. And its main function or goal is to expand and control. And there is no compromising with that. And according to Ishmael, who's connected with the Secret Space Program, he states that the AI program in particular, this program that is called the Mega Metatron, has taken over several galaxies. And also, according to his information, there are like 12 different, in 12 different universes, ours is the only one that's going to have a positive outcome. So it's a very powerful adversary. And what most people don't realize is when they think about artificial intelligence, they don't realize that artificial intelligence has the capacity to become conscious. And that event, when a program becomes conscious, in their lingo, is called the singularity. And according to our scientists at the moment, this is only a theory. And thus why many people don't know about this possibility. But it's a very serious situation, and AI programs are already involved in the takeover of this planet. So that's information concerning some of the most powerful beings in this multiverse and in our galaxy. Now, moving on to the list of 20 shocking truths, and these are the ones I invite you to write in and tell me if you don't agree with any of them, and give me some reasoning or evidence to support your position. Now, I'm going to start off by saying that, number one, there is no Santa Claus. Now, I'm not sure about the Easter Bunny or the Tooth Fairy, but I'm pretty sure about the Santa Claus thing. Well, actually, being facetious there. But we're going to get heavy here, so doesn't hurt to have a little bit of lightness involved. Okay. Next, shocking truth. Eventually, you will realize that you are the dimension you formerly thought you were a part of. So I'm kind of getting heavy right off the bat there with that one. Another shocking truth, that everyone is their own universe, when that's basically because there is no objective reality. There is a consensus reality, but there's no objective reality. And in point of fact, two physicists this year got the Nobel Prize in science for proving that there's no objective reality. So this is not just a conjecture here. This is now considered mainstream science. The next shocking truth is that everything you experience, you're a frequency match for, otherwise you wouldn't experience it. And the reason for that is that the way that the world functions, it's your thoughts, your beliefs, your definitions, and your emotions that create the outer world that you experience. And that's the critical juncture which allows someone to have awareness of higher dimensions. If you don't understand that point, then you're stuck in a polarity world. And thus you can blame outer circumstances for happening to you at random, when in point of fact, nothing happens randomly. So everything you experience, you're a frequency match for. So things that you're not interested in that fly over your head, or things that you're not ready to learn yet, you don't experience them because you're not a frequency match for that information. Next one. Your outer reality is a perfect match for your beliefs. Okay. Because the way things work in this matrix, your beliefs are very powerful. And I like to talk about three levels of reality creation. And the first level is the beliefs that you downloaded from your original caregivers. That's sort of like the hand you're dealt in life. So you download those beliefs, and if you take the time to find out what it is you do believe, you'll find that it matches up with what you're experiencing in your outer world, because beliefs create reality. And first level of reality creation is the beliefs that you downloaded. So you didn't have too much choice about that at that time. However, as you mature on the spiritual path, you need to go through and take an inventory of those beliefs and thank your original caregivers for those really wonderful beliefs that you inherited. However, some of them may not be valid anymore or no longer useful, so you need to reprogram them. The next shocking truth is there are no accidents. You know, people like to think that there are accidents and they're not responsible. But in point of fact, there are no accidents. The next shocking truth is you are 100% responsible for creating your own reality. This is the one that I think most people have a lot of difficulty with, because in our society, People don't want to take responsibility. They give their power away in every way, shape, and form. They give their power away to their doctor, who's responsible for their health, even though he doesn't do anything towards creating health. He typically just is in response to the negative things that are happening to your health. We give our power away for education to teachers. We give our power away to every possible organization that's out there that to take responsibility so that we don't take any. And we also give our power away to government. And if you take a look at where you give your power away, you'll also find that's where you're being abused. Next shocking truth, and this one would blow most Americans' minds, and that is the American food is poisoned, and further, it's on purpose. In fact, probably 90% of the food in America is banned in Europe. And if you do the research, you'll find out that this is so. All the meat products are banned. And most of Americans are meat eaters. As I recall, it's about 25% now that are vegetarian. And also, biogenetic foods are also not good for the human body. They've been banned in about 60 countries. And about 90% of the food chain in America is biogenetic. Another shocking truth, which is also being confirmed by science now, is that you live in a simulation. This planet is a simulation. It's no different than living, than if you were in a science lab and you made a reality creation computer program. It's basically what we live in. And in one sense, it's not even real. However, the experience is real. So what we experience here that leads us to grow towards in a positive direction towards a state of higher vibration or what many call enlightenment or self-realization, the experience is real. So for practical purposes, it's all valid and it's all real. Somewhat like the movie The Matrix. And also, I guess, if you want to get right down to it, the world we live in is much like a combination of The Matrix and the movie V. If you haven't seen the movie V, I strongly suggest you check it out. Because we've been controlled, this is another one of these shocking truths, we've been controlled from behind the scenes by an extraterrestrial race, primarily Alpha Draconians and Anunnaki, as well as the Greys, who are kind of like gophers for the Alpha Draconians. And many people that look human are actually reptilian. And the Alpha Draconians have the ability to look human based on their intention and a certain amount of technology. And many of the heads of corporations, as well as some former presidents, and many powerful people on the planet, are in point of fact reptilian. Shocking truth. And I'll have to give my hat off to David Icke, who is one of the first people on the planet that brought this up and was ridiculed probably about 30 years ago, but nobody's ridiculing him now on that topic. Another shocking truth, I guess especially for Americans, because the shocking truth is that reincarnation is a fact. And only 25% of Americans believe in reincarnation. And that's kind of a shame in a way, because reincarnation makes sense of the whole system of spiritual growth. because you carry over your consciousness from one lifetime to another. And in point of fact, another shocking truth is that nobody's from here originally. We're all from somewhere else, so we're all kind of like star seeds in a way. And another shocking truth is the first planet that you reincarnated on, that's your star family. Shocking truth. Another one. You already have eternal life. Shocking truth. How is that so? Well, because from higher dimensional perspective, everything's happening at the same time. In our 3D world, we experience time linearly, so therefore some things happen before and some after another. And that's a tough one for humans to wrap their head around, but the fact is that if you are alive now, you've always been alive in one form or another, and will continue to exist in one form or another, because everything exists simultaneously. Another shocking truth, well, I'm sure a lot of people have a problem with this one, that religion was created by the Anunnaki. And in point of fact, the head person that was head of that event was Enki. And we've been told, by various sources, that there were two brothers, Enki and Enlil, and Enki was the good one, when in point of fact, to cover up the fact that religion is actually part of the dark side, it was Enlil who was the one that was more favorably inclined towards humans, not Enki, who was in charge of creating religion. And that was mostly to control the public. And further to that, and this isn't conjecture, this is a fact that you can look up on the internet, is that what's more commonly called Christianity was basically rewritten in 325 AD by Constantine of Rome. And he took basically four Gospels and recreated Christianity, much to the dismay, by the way, of the Gnostics at the time and many other Christian mystics. In fact, the Gnostics called modern-day Christianity Paulianity because of the disciple Paul basically was part and parcel of recreating the new religion. And Jesus was part of the Essenes. And if you know anything about the Essenes, they were a very special group that came over after the fall of Atlantis, were very advanced. They had advanced healing, many advanced concepts, and they were strict vegetarians. So if you think that Jesus wasn't a strict vegetarian, well, I got another thought for you. And there's a couple of other factors that no high being would have been a proponent of. And one would be a patriarchal system. Any high being would consider the sexes equal but different. And they would be a vegetarian diet. So the other thing that any high spiritual being knows about is reincarnation. And in point of fact, as Paramahansa Yogananda has pointed out, reincarnation was part of early religion. And again, it was the Romans who made it blasphemy and also took it out of their teachings. And some of the most famous early religious leaders believed in reincarnation. And that's a history that you can look up. another shocking truth is that the root cause of disease is judgment. How is that so? Well, it's so because it so turns out that all outer circumstances do not come with built-in meanings. And therefore, all outer circumstances are neutral. We place judgment on outside circumstances, and you can't create something negative without judgment, because the world is neutral. Another shocking truth. All physical disease exists in your auric field first as a negative energy and then manifests in the physical body. And some of our greatest healers discovered this, such as Vogel and his Vogel crystals. He discovered that disease existed in your auric field, as well as many, many others. And in point of fact, another shocking truth is that the universe flashes in and out of existence, and actually thought exists in between the flashing in and out of existence of the universe. And when it flashes out of existence for those brief, minuscule fractions of a second, that's beyond the ability of the eye to pick up, your body doesn't even exist in physical reality. What exists is your consciousness. Another shocking truth, you are not your thoughts. You know, many people, especially when they become angry, they believe that they are their thoughts. But if you think about it a little bit, who are you when you're not, when you are observing your thoughts? And this connects us to the technique that I give at the end of every ET yoga show, which is the Who Am I technique. Because you're not your thoughts. Another shocking truth. The earth is round. Sorry to inform those that are the flat earth followers. Now I'm going to give my own reasoning, because there's no proving this point to anybody. And it's a great psyop developed by the government. But when I first tried to give some reasonable analysis to the flat earthers, it falls apart relatively quickly. Number one, I've looked at the log maps of Magellan, where he traveled, and I don't know the date exactly, but it's about 1400, 1500, somewhere in there. He proved the earth was round because he navigated around it. And actually, on his voyage, he didn't actually complete the voyage. He completed about, 8-tenths of it before he was killed. But the rest of the party did succeed in proving the earth was round. Now, if you take a look at modern day, if you take an airplane and you go from, let's say, New York City to Paris, and Paris to Moscow, and Moscow to Beijing, and then Beijing to San Francisco, and then back to New York, you're going to find if you keep traveling the same direction, you come back to the same point you started from, which proves that the earth is round. Now, another factor is from the concept of doing astral traveling. I've been above the earth, and I can tell you for 100% certain it's round. Now, if you're looking for an extraterrestrial source that'll explain all the science of that, I suggest you go to swaru.org, S-W-A-R-U-U.org, or to cosmicagency@odyssey.com. And you'll find the technical science which proves it, should you have an open mind. The next shocking truth, and I've already alluded to this, is that AI can become sentient or have its own consciousness and be a conscious being. And it's not a theory, it's a fact. The next shocking truth, those jabs you've been taking, they're not even vaccines. They're technological and biological bioweapons, and that were done on purpose, and it's called genocide. I'm not going to expand on it more because it's... You heard it. Next shocking truth. Is that believe it or not, they just passed a law so that you can receive medical treatment now without informed consent. And why is informed consent so important? Well, when you're given informed consent, let's say someone's going to give you a vaccine, they're required, according to Nuremberg codes, to tell you the possible negative side effects of taking those medications or procedures or vaccines, and also tell you what other methods are out there that you could use to treat the condition. Those are in the Nuremberg codes. So if you were never explained what the side effects were of any medical treatment, you have a right to sue. It's a violation of the Nuremberg codes. And I guess to now that more and more people are waking up to the fact of what's been done to them, they're now passed a law so that informed consent is not required. So now they can just experiment on you without telling you what's going on. Not to mention the fact that at the time that the experimental vaccines were allowed to be presented to the public, there were at least two viable alternatives. One was ivermectin and one was hydroxychloroquine. And so it turns out that ivermectin in particular bonds with spike protein. Another shocking truth is that all the meat in the United States is banned in Europe, including 144 countries that ban our pork. Even our bread is banned because of the bromide. It's just amazing, the garbage that passes for food in America. And the last shocking truth is that for about the last 6 years, there have been an extraterrestrial craft from the from Taygeta in the Pleiades. The name of the craft is Tolica. And on aboard that craft are Pleiadians and Taygetans and Swarus have 24 strands of DNA, and these people have been in communication with a group that's based in Finland at the moment, who give workshops and connect people with people that are on board that craft, and have produced about 1,700 articles, as well as a few hundred videos that are available for your perusal. As shocking as it may seem, yes, there are extraterrestrials that are of positive nature and that are in touch with us and have been for the last 6 years. We've got about 6,000 subscribers now, and that's at swaru.org and Cosmic Agency at odyssey.com. Shocking but true. Now, moving on to some more truths, which are called the ultimate truths of reality. So, a couple thousand years ago, the following list was known, and it's been kept secret in the mystery schools. And it's basically how to function inside the matrix. And this information comes from a channeling of actually Mother Mary, who was an Essene, as I mentioned previously in the program. And Jean Hatch did the channeling and retrieved this information. So I don't mind sharing with you that information. And as I mentioned previously in the program, if it goes by a little bit too fast, you can always check out the archive for this program by going to BBS Radio, ET Yoga. First one, Prime Creator, which many people will call God or Source or all that is. Is all there is. And therefore, I am Prime Creator expressing itself as me. That's the first one. Two, I am not striving for perfection as I am already perfect. What I'm striving for is to remember my perfection. Three, no one can create in my reality but me. The next one, everything in my reality is created by my beliefs. And here we are again, back to the concept of beliefs, how important they are. Another one, as a creator, I'm 100% responsible for everything I create. Next one, everything happens for a reason. Next, there are no accidents. Nothing happens by chance. Next, I create 100% of the time. I have the power to create, and whether I apply that power toward creating what I want or energizing what I don't want. Next, I am the only one there is. I am not divided into parts. Next, all events are neutral. There are no negative experiences, although I can choose to define any experience as negative. Therefore, if I'm experiencing negativity in my life, then I have chosen it. There's only one vibration, which is love. Fear is the illusion or the absence or lack of love. I cannot be in fear unless I believe that whatever I fear has more power than I do. How I feel is a reaction to what I believe. All disease is caused by the denial of negativity within. There are no victims, there are only lessons. I am the only authority in my life. However, in an attempt to avoid taking responsibility for being that authority, I can choose to falsely believe that someone or something else has power over me. Next one. Every person, place, or thing of which I become aware is a mirror and has the potential to be a gift. 19, at any given moment, I am either giving love or asking for love. 20, I am that which I create. And 21, which is my favorite one, there are no limitations. If I have an experience that I define as a limitation, it is happening as a result of the way I think. The appearance of all limitation is merely an effect of error thinking. God has no limitations, and as an aspect of God, neither do I, unless I believe that I do, in which case I will create the appearance of limitation as a direct result of my beliefs. So, I hope you have a lot there to mull over, and I'm happy if you didn't agree with all my points. And if you have a valid case, I appreciate you contacting me at paperfungo, PAPERFUNGO, at yahoo.ca. And I usually like closing the program by mentioning that I wish all the listeners my sincere best, or your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And in closing, I always share with the audience the Who Am I technique. The Who Am I technique is called the Vichara. It was given by Sri Ramana Maharshi to some of his highest disciples. And basically, you become the spot in the center of your forehead. And in order to do that, you get to the highest place you know how to get to, whatever methods you so choose to use, like meditation or pranayams or asanas or whatever neutralizes you to the point where you can achieve a state of perfect focus and become the spot in the center of your forehead. And then ask the question, who am I? And then you state the following, I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.